flight faster than the plane.
Wouldn't it be more frustrating for him? He flies?
Denver flies.
Playing
turtle?
Denver flies.
Okay.
Just
making sure.
I don't know if they fly.
Turtles, by nature, don't
fly.
They don't always fly.
If
you would say a giant seagull.
Yeah, Denver is burning oil, literally.
Well, see, if we take off and escape him, he might take his rage up and be innocent.
Oh, well, fair enough.
So,
but we took off and left him. He might follow him in the open ocean where innocence wouldn't be.
What's the deal?
No, he's in
Spike
camera.
Meanwhile,
he's camping. How big is he?
At least half of his camp.
60 meters.
What?
60 meters tall. That's what it is here.
So how did we not see him?
Okay, so your idea that every scenario includes a random bar fight, like epic. A random Godzilla creature, and then the real plot.
Apparently.
Let's see you too.
And for some reason, you think these games are going to last 2 hours.
Well, let's just take out the... So how do we fight this big game?
Shoot him a lot.
That's generally what we're
supposed to do. I was trying to set Wu up with this. Well, that is it.
What does the gadgetry skill do? Just out of curiosity.
That's when you want to build gadgets or examine them.
And I'm trying to connect between walls and the other.
So he's speaking English?
So I could have the answer. Say what you're saying, but I don't.
Do miracle flow.
Well,
it's
like
a silk
card again. I'll kill you this time, Riff.
Oh, there's also two other people with.
Oh, okay.
What?
What? Just tell me he's got. Like,
they never had
super villain buddy.
Henchmen?
Henchmen.
Well, it's not
two super villain henchmen.
Ordinary size turtle moving at. Turtle speed.
Afraid not.
A human bomb.
Let's see. He's got two super villain henchmen.
Great. You threw him in jail, and he got upgraded.
That's another super villain.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens in jail, is they just meet up and congregate.
Well, how do they, else do they create superhero
in
movies?
Super jail just makes super villains.
They're normally loners because they hate everyone. So the only time they ever get together is in prison. Hey, what do the other two look like? Do we know who they are?
You haven't seen them before.
Okay. They don't have any obvious powers based
one
on what they look like?
One of them's flying.
Okay. One of them's flying.
I'll take him because I can fly too.
Okay.
Seems like we're evenly matched. I think I took out Ultraman last time.
So can I see the door to Gamera?
I thought I did the most damage. I just happened to be killing blood.
You have to climb up on him.
I can let his ass drown. I swam down there and saved his ass.
Did you or we did that?
He might have gone too. I flew into the water and started tearing stuff open to get him out.
Why didn't he just let him drown?
Because I'm good.
He killed someone before.
He did.
So he gets to kill people and get $30 million a year?
That's
wow. Man.
So the other guys are in a box
associated with that.
With a big lightning bolt.
He sells human body parts on the proto internet.
Okay, who's got who?
I had the crazy internet.
You got the flying guy?
Yeah, I have the flying guy.
I have the black lightning guy.
Okay.
Me and you, Gamera?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys keep shooting at it, I'll try and get into it.
Sounds good.
Big suit, right?
Damn good idea.
Sort of.
Never done that before.
Because I can jump onto it.
You turn on your force field immediately?
Mega Godzilla, you did?
Mega Godzilla, Donald tried again.
And it didn't work.
Didn't work very
so
well.
So, yes, Derek.
Because I rolled really well. When I tore a new one.
Yes, he turns on his force field immediately.
Hell yeah.
And the robot does.
Oh, your robot. Let's see.
It has a chance of going...
Giant robot?
No, I'm thinking...
He runs away scared.
I have too much to live for. I have a wife and a cat. I'm only 6 months old. The robot wasn't around in the morning.
Oh.
I was intending to bring him.
Couldn't find him.
That's true.
Ooh.
He does tend to walk out and do things on his tall cage.
He'd be like, look out for soon. Hit the little retrieval button there. You'll show... No, not only will your robot show up, but also a prototype of your robot. And they'll fight because they hate each other.
So he left the
box. The box. Like that box there. Spock on the manhole.
Star Trek?
Yeah. Precious
you.
Oh, that's right.
Oh! That's a slothful person. Data. You can acquire both the couch and the people.
Your couch.
I have
to try this. My dog looks like a lot.
No, that's what both our dogs look like a lot. Does your dog do the thing where he keeps pushing back until he's like wedged in like between the seats, and so all that you can pretty much see are legs sticking out? And it's now?
No. Does it push against you during the night in a little minor way? So without even knowing it,
we don't
be morning, you're
he's
hanging out
allowed
the
bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Three cats on the bed right now.
Yeah, well, we only have one cat and a dog now.
And
the baby, occasionally.
My cat's doing this on my arm.
Oh, nice.
You guys are encouraging me not to get a cat.
Sticking both hands, claws, and doing this on my arm to wake me up and beat him.
You know, no dog would ever do that. I'm just saying.
Dog occasionally will take a claw and put it up your nostril.
Yeah, but they will never actually deliberately injure you. They'll lick your face.
Yeah, but they'll accidentally injure you. Far more than Casper.
Do you see any scratches?
Didn't hurt.
I got scars.
It's my cat scratches me. I get scars.
I got plenty of cat scars.
I guess your plot's just a big wussy.
Apparently. You can also cut their claws. We do that. Oh,
that
cats.
Would be a good idea. They're
actually,
that long.
Well, no, they're really easy too because they come, little cat clippers. They're just like human fingernail clippers with a hole in the end. So you just stick their claw in the hole, click. Hole, click, hole, click, hole, click. It's really fast and easy. They don't even care.
I have one of those. I'm just too lazy to use it.
That's pretty bad.
Yes, I am pathetic. When you'd rather get scratched than use that. Okay,
So what did Lee Luno say he was going to the Big Island
to go
see the ball game?
Okay.
With his girlfriend.
Oh.
We could fly over and pick him up.
I told him we needed him.
We'll fly him over and pick him up.
How many is he? You say he's a ton?
Probably. How big is he now?
I couldn't pick him up. How much can I pick up like that?
How much would a 9-foot
can fly? You can't.
Probably about 2.5 tons.
Yeah, alright. Usually I'm like, most of us can fly. Oh well. I'm the only one that can fly.
Yeah, probably about the same as a car.
So you go up against the bar.
Right.
That's
okay.
Good day.
We attack. Initiative?
Okay.
How is initiative determined?
Yeah, well,
you have an initiative.
And
hey, there.
And we roll two dice and...
Yep, roll two dice.
It's over there. It's still permanent, right?
No, you can roll the time.
Every round,
you
roll the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then just add them together.
So, okay.
That seems a little capricious.
That is capricious.
So 17 plus 32?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's
49. And you're slow.
I'm tired. I was up late last time.
No, I mean your character.
What do hero points do?
You can spend them to not take damage or to do more damage.
Okay. Because I have 75 of them. Is that a lot?
It's a lot. More than I got. I got
so usually you use it to stop damage.
It's probably enough for you to still have some at the end of the adventure.
Yeah, unless you spend them like candy like some people.
Like
so what'd you roll?
I had a character contest, right? Until I was sane, I wasn't going to spend any hero points except for in gameplay. Not to improve my character, because I wanted to improve my character later once I had my sanity and I could, because I have actually these really cool powers I'm not using at all, because I'm insane.
I remember what happened. Yeah.
All right, well, these fuckers took them all away. I had like 300 points. There I go.
My claws went away, too. All
right, 52.
What'd you get, total?
49.
49.
49.
57.
57.
I rolled
well.
So Gamera
goes first.
Holy
shit, we're
fast.
Holy. That's
base,
isn't it?
Gamera is
no.
Turtle.
Gamera
needs
to
go first. It's all on me.
It's all because the guy's really smart. So,
how smart effect you're in this?
It and deck, that's two. Yep, those are the three.
Oh, these
this
first row.
Yeah, the first column.
First row, add
them
up, double them, that's your
end. So he shoots a flame breath at you. Think of cheesy Japanese animation at this point.
Cheesy flamethrower effect.
I know the one.
That could hurt.
You know. That could hurt. Be a settling torch.
Sir, I'm going to send you your hero points.
What do you got? I'm doing pretty good this time. He left me with 85 of them.
You left me with 127, but I spent some too much.
Nice.
You're
given a gift.
6 points.
Get the performer reference.
Yeah.
You can opt out.
One of you will betray the fellowship. Boromir, we're looking at you.
Okay, I'll got them.
Okay. I want to jump up on Gamera.
All right.
And came around and see if there's any way in.
All right. The girl.
What am I rolling?
Jump. Jump on camera.
Jump on camera. This is an arbitrary. Do I roll high?
Capricious.
Six.
You like climb on his foot.
Okay.
Take an arbitrary check, Kevin.
Let's see. The flying guy. Oh, you were flying up too. Mm. So are you dodging his attack, or are you dodging more attacks?
Hope it's just him.
Ooh, you're doing the one attack. Okay, yeah. That gives you an 18. So yeah. It's a hard hit. Unless you roll high.
Four.
52, Peter Pan. So you fly to him and attack him.
Yeah.
You've got a... 6, 6, 9 bodies.
That means anything to me. Alright, 9. And I have a 9.
You hit him, but then don't do any damage.
How do you know this just like that?
It's a system. It's pretty regular.
Once you get used to it. It's like MoveQuest, once you figure out that whole 5% chart thing and power rolls. Like, you know, 15 versus 13, you know it's 60%.
What? You're going to need to roll like 13.
Once you figure out that basic math, you figure it out.
So it's 52, and then Rift goes on 49.
That's
you go right
overcoming.
That's different. Multiply it.
Okay.
Are you telling me?
Yep.
12.
12, one column shift, you do 3 points.
Well, I explained to this guy that eagles mate by flying high in the air, locking talent, locking
Yeah, well, you have that electricity gun now, so it does extra damage.
I explained to this guy while we're fighting in the air that eagles mate by locking beaks. And then like, you know, doing it. But of course they fall. And sometimes before they hit the ground, they have to fly away. And then they do it again if they want to.
They go.
You totally believe me!
You confused him.
What the fuck? All right. Are you dead? Black lightning gun?
All right. So you already took your pill, right?
Yes.
Alright, so you run up to the Black Lightning guy and take a punch at him. Let's go to roll.
Oh, that's good.
19.
Really?
Yeah.
13, 15, 18,
3 columns. If I'd done that on the attack, I would have it on the speech.
Okay, you do 9 points of damage.
You're gonna soak up some of that?
He's gonna suck as much as he can. A lot of damage.
9 points of damage a shitload?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen 9 points of damage.
No,
I've rolled 4.
Well, yeah, the maximum body is like 9, man. Like, Superman's got 9 bodies.
Oh, okay. I got a 9 body.
Man, yeah, Superman 5.
Super cat to you.
So you knock him, you know, 10 feet away. He lies down stunned.
You're unlike all the super stunned. Strength and super all the other shit that he has.
And then he comes out of stun.
He can't fly either.
Okay, initially.
Like you're lucky the turtle close to the ground.
Shut up! So you can okay. A single bound.
Now you re-roll
the old Superman.
Yes. Unless they're double ones.
Okay. So I roll double 9, and then I re-roll, and I get double
8.
Okay,
what's his attack?
No,
it's
just
initiative.
Oh, thank God. Because by the way, you can 18 kill people.
18 and 16 is 34.
Just so you know. Isn't that right, Eric?
Add another 7. Oh,
by the way, if you re-roll, it's double 1.
41, and then I add...
73.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should roll, too.
So I go on 73.
Please go run, punch him again in the head. Dang, fat!
So what are you going
to... that would be 43.
Okay. Oh, sorry, that is Rift?
48.
48? Oh, okay. 58.
I roll so crap. I should have rolled these on my attacks.
Armin goes first.
Who does?
You.
Our man.
So you walk up to the guy and punch him again?
Yes.
Arwen?
As he's getting up?
Do I say stay down?
In a second. Beautiful woman in...
Did he stay down?
So I thought he said.
You say stay down and then punch him immediately. Or you say stay down and give him a chance to react.
Stay down this time.
All right. So it's more of a you're angry and crying for getting out.
Well, yeah.
You're not alone in doing that.
A lot of times,
I'm done. Okay.
Am I supposed to add anything to it?
No.
Only
roll
doubles.
Okay.
Because he's already going off of your strength. Of
yeah, there's a table. That
so he takes 4 points of damage,
yeah.
And he blocks it.
Yeah.
He absorbs it.
Oh, fuck.
We just let him have any special power he displayed? Or?
Not yet. He hasn't gone yet.
He just made him spend more hero points.
He hasn't gone yet and showed his special
power.
He took
power. Damage. You can only...
Yeah,
well,
he took damage. He just used his hero points.
What's the max you can suck up with hero points?
Your body. Up to your body.
Your body, yeah. So
oh, wow.
What did you do last time?
I hit
him. Yeah, but how much damage?
Nine. Yeah, he's got one hit point. He's got one hit point left. After using all his hero points that he could.
So that means he has 8 body.
But so
no,
what?
5 body.
5 body.
So he can absorb 5 full points.
So does that knock him down again?
No. Because now he can absorb all 4 points. He can absorb up to 5 points around until he runs out of hero points.
Okay.
Which will be soon.
Which is really fast. That's right. Strangely.
How many zero points does it take to absorb a point of damage?
2 points.
2 points.
Okay, down where I go. Shoot you.
What did you do to piss him off?
Yeah, it's just a friendly rival.
Competing robot.
Oh, competing robot inventors?
Yes.
Yeah.
He wants
like
robot
Dexter
to control, and he wants
Malbar
to control himself.
Dexter and Malbar?
Competing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Mal?
Competing robot philosophy.
Did you see the...
Right?
Took 5 points.
Mm-hmm. Competing robot philosophy. He wants robots to control themselves. He wants robots that are controlled by humanity.
Got it.
Obviously.
He's right.
You might want to write that down. Good plot point.
Yeah. I should give you some.
I want to join the camera. I'm going to join the camera side.
You don't get B points.
Yeah, when you live like that, you're right, we all should kick his ass. What the hell have you been doing?
We've had to.
Okay, and I want to look for like weak spots.
We got to put that on.
Because we know this is a big suit or something, right?
It's a big robot, and there's like a door.
What if it's a robot with crazy one?
Okay, so I'll climb up looking for, you know, spaces that can be opened.
I was going to be chilling below. Good with the
Seven. Seven. Yeah, you
were
really bad.
You're the robot consciousness.
This new one. Oh, yeah, true. new one I'm less likely just to destroy.
Yeah. Congratulations.
The flying guy goes.
Well, there's a robot, man. With no consciousness.
Oh, actually, that's true. You confused him. He doesn't
know. If I killed your robot, could you take a consciousness chip out or whatever? You know, the FD plot?
Hey, you're going to do anything because he's confused.
If you do enough damage, you can little piece of the robot.
But you could take out his conscious chip and he still wouldn't be that bad.
Well, you'd probably break the chip. All
right, am I next?
You might not.
I might not.
Who's next?
Cyclotron's confused, so Rip goes.
Okay, I shoot the turtle.
Wow, I could use him with that, huh?
Yeah.
I should continue my speed.
Ten. Yo.
I shot the turtle,
hit,
but I did not shoot the deputy.
You do how much? 9? Oh, 13.
Less than last time.
So you do 5. How much did you do last time?
You did 3 last time.
I did 3 last time.
Something in Dave Con should be either in the fall or the spring.
Dave Con?
Yeah.
He had well, 12 last time and 10 this thing.
Trip to my house.
One column less.
So, spring or fall. Remember
what you last time?
You mean the hourly ceremony when we pissed the hell out of your wife?
Oh, she's cool with it. Supposedly. We'll find out. The first Dave Con. Dave Con. Dave Con's N, as it were.
Okay, zero.
So 7 points.
I think we should put Dave on 0.
Yeah, start it to 0. We're 3 gate
for it. All right, Dave on 0 it is.
Okay, so you hit him for 7 points down.
Let's just call it Dave Crom and not worry about that. Take care of a memory.
Peter.
I attacked him. Oh, well, 11. Don't come by. That last time, too.
And we'll count
some binaries. And then, so sometime between we pump lumber to that hit, we should really separate our beaks and fly off on our own way. But if we want to mate again,
you already talked about that.
It's a story.
You can't understand the point.
That's kind of amazingly disturbing.
Just so you know, you shouldn't plumb it all the way to the ground.
Okay, so the guy, the lightning guy, that, Armin's been beating up. Gets to attack now. So let's see if he rolls high enough to knock you down.
Yeah, he could just stay down. I'm sure our man wouldn't hit him again.
I won't if he stays down.
So he shoots a big bolt of lightning. But he misses it.
This could be your last hour.
Right, full initiative.
Yeah, put a little quote. Oh, this could be your last hour.
I haven't read your background. What kind of a hero is he? Dark, light, goody two shoes?
Yeah, they're all relatively light.
I just spelled comics code characters.
You got it.
Is that right?
Yeah. Your handwriting makes it a little strange.
Font Gothica.
Okay.
Gothic Helvetica.
Which, if I told you, whatever, I like that, is 51.
Yeah. Oh, initiative again?
15? Yeah, teacher. Close your initiative.
Not really. All
right.
Probably cool. Then
54.
54.
43.
56.
What are you trying to up me?
40. I like these dice.
All right.
This room is still zero, where you're more than
100%. Shoot you again.
The other dice, how about that?
Oh, he's rolling too. They're rolling.
Yeah. Now we beat.
I think we might have a chance of beating Gamma.
Well, I hope so. That's showing all his weak spots.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's in Japanese.
X-ray of Gamma. That's hilarious.
Proposed cross section of Gamma.
Are you still conscious?
Proposed.
Just checking.
Okay.
Spent a lot of hero points.
True. Not for that to be the most.
But it's not like this at all, right? It's
not
even
like
this. Nothing like this at all.
More powerful.
Right, Kev? This is actually a robot. Not. That's like living.
No, he's living. Yeah. So this is a robot. Gamera actually lives.
The real Gamera is a real monster.
Yeah, right.
This is Mecha Gamera. Does he look more like a Mecha Gamera?
Yeah, this is more of a Mecha Gamera.
Okay, Mecha.
So what was the Ultraman? Wasn't Mecha Ultraman? Because
it was already
Mecha. Yeah,
Ultraman's
a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So was it Ultra Mecha? Oh, was it Mecha Ultraman or was it Ultraman?
Superman.
So what number of initiative?
So that was 53, 57, Cyclotron.
So oh, shit.
He rolled high.
Oh.
Is this your buddy?
This is why I'm fighting, right?
See if he can hit you.
Maybe. No?
Well, got an 18.
Yeah.
What other than someone else's hack?
I know, I got two.
So let's not see, 54
Elgato.
I
climb.
Try to climb up.
Stop moving! I sure did. I shout as I climb up. Stop moving! Getting dizzy up here. That's better. 11.
So I'm flying now and using acrobatics.
Okay. Straight up to his waist.
Okay. And man, it's not kind of like the mouth.
Yeah.
It's
so I didn't find a hatch anywhere, anywhere yet?
Nope.
No.
I wanted to be flying while I used my acrobatics. Because it looks cool. You're in the air.
Yeah, sure.
50.
You know I can jump 80 feet.
Sure. 53.
Shit.
That's true.
I mean, that was my intent, was it?
Yeah, but you're also looking from around.
So would you get?
Yeah. It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
50.
I thought you hit him twice, though, and did no damage. Has he actually hit you?
No.
All right.
No,
better than him.
14?
14.
If he hits you, then
oh. Okay. Speaking of mating rituals.
Yeah.
The praying mantis severs the head of his prey. And the
he was talking to Dave.
Decapitated body drives forward and does the
not praying mate.
Praying mate.
You meant to say decapitate
conscious mate wakes up in a couple minutes or a couple hours.
The praying mantis decapitates its mate. The mate decapitated the body.
See you in an hour.
Okay.
Because so the prey manifest actually has two brains, one in the brain and one
he's
in
gone?
The
gone? Well, he's unconscious.
Oh, okay.
So unless one of you people is going to try to work
him. No, not
okay.
No.
All right. No? Riff, you're a last
no.
One.
Well, my opponent isn't.
Lightning Boy. Lightning Lad.
Riff.
What knocked out Lightning Lad?
Power Man.
Oh, you did something?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You can only punch someone so many times before they go unconscious.
Boy.
What's your turn, Riff?
Like, eventually you'll, you know.
The guy, he's on unhurt.
Yeah. Unhurt. Well, you know, I hit him. My cast cracked into the shower. Cloth out. Cloth.
Have you attacked yet?
Have I taken this round yet?
Yeah.
Okay, you got the easy, yeah. That's right.
Okay.
You can shoot me. You know.
He's just seen
the
guy.
Shooting the guy in the area, he is going. So you will be my favorite.
Okay, I'll shoot the turtle then.
Shooting the guy in the air, he is grounded. You do like that game.
He's got electricity.
Well, he does. Oh, oh, I see.
So what's your roll?
11.
So that's one ship.
In the air, you're grounded? Is that what you just said?
Oh, that's right. That's what we did.
I think he was trying to say that turtle is grounded.
You'll do more damage if you're grounded.
If you're... All right, well, if you're grounded, you do whatever you...
Well,
which is nice.
If you're grounded, there's a circuit path. So
right.
You know,
if you're in the air,
if you're insulated, he does, he's got an attack of 5. And if you're a robot electronics, he's got an attack of 30.
So
yeah.
If you're floating in the air, it's less damage.
Okay. What if you're an insulated robot?
Then you would be down to nine.
Never happened.
Let's cancel that and go there. Let's do a 12, do one column shift. You go to 7 points.
This would be my finest hour.
I have
to look at that.
Yeah, I assume the camera is slowing down even as I climb.
Yes. Taking a lot of damage. Not really.
I've
but
actually heard it.
So when you fly around,
he's just making use of a lot of your points.
Okay, so I can't. He's making me use like 30 so far.
I'm just trying to figure out where I can find
it.
Slow down.
39. But I'm not fighting 50. Anyone, so it doesn't really matter.
50.
Oh!
What do you
think? You're so good.
50.
Oh, same way.
Right. Camera.
Three yeah, more.
He didn't really hit. He really hit
this. Is anyone actually on the ground for me to hit this?
Camera.
You can run over and...
You can also pick up something and throw it at like one of the flying guys.
Throw the unconscious guy.
Which is exactly the same attack as...
That would not. That would not be my fight.
That would not be your finest hour?
What, picking up the Roy?
No. Picking up the unconscious guy and throwing him at the other guy.
Wouldn't that be knockback damage?
I'd hope so.
For both.
How strong am I? Am I, like, move-around battleship strong?
Nine is...
I think you're lift elephant strong.
Lift elephant or lift car strong.
So Superman takes his time, though.
Yeah.
That can you move...
You're, lift 13 tons strong.
It's, really, 13 tons. It's like a light tank.
Yeah.
So does Gamera weigh more than a Sherman or less than
that,
a Sherman?
Yeah, it says light tank right there, in fact.
Yeah.
He weighs more than a Sherman.
That's
interesting. So
oh,
how many tons
is he? Our personal carrier ride drove around in the army.
Between 50 and 100 tons.
That's made out of aluminum.
Oh.
So he's like a blue whale.
You could try to push your strength and lift him up. Although if you fail pushing your strength, you like strain your back and you burn out.
Could he push it over so it's like prone?
Yeah, I'll think of something.
Yeah, on its back.
Just yeah, man.
Okay. Now it's all over.
He
shoots Eric.
Eric, 12. Eric, yeah, 3, like 2 points.
How does the turtle up, Jeff?
Okay.
If it's good, draws its feet into the turtle.
All the 50s go?
56
seconds. Cyclotron.
Yep.
Cyclotron.
So he tries to shoot.
Rip and he can get along. Yeah, whatever. Can I roll? We all
50. El Gato.
Can we all just go?
No. You go in the order of your base.
Oh, here's something funny, Dave. When
our
bases are identical.
This morning, someone told me I was talking
further.
But I wasn't. And I'm like
13.
And they were, so you're going to be by to pick me up at this time?
13.
Okay. 13.
No, I'm not going to pick you up unless you want to come for breakfast. I don't know. I figure I can just fry up some eggs. Then why would I pick you up?
Okay, so that's what his shoulder is looking for, the patrol. So another 13 you should be able to find it.
Okay.
So Rift and I go simultaneously.
Rift goes first.
Why?
Because the first time Rift actually is insulted. For some reason.
You thought that smart.
Seven.
Tell me he's smarter than four.
You hit him...
Like one. Is five like genius level?
Five is pretty genius level.
Yeah, five is pretty smart.
Seven.
Considering three is about average.
Control is just five.
And heavy.
Because you didn't resolve.
Ah.
And, not too good.
I guess it's a piece of
teacher, are you going to hit this time?
Definitely.
No.
No, I don't think
so. Power man.
Better help Peter.
I'm going to roll my initiative.
I can't help him. He's flying.
You can throw
something.
Okay, I am going to...
Tire. Anything.
Do I see any weak spots in Gamera?
You haven't really looked at Gamera.
Well, okay. In that case, I'll just...
tear a foot off.
Yeah, I'll just tear a foot off.
Okay, go ahead and do your attack. That's your normal attack.
Yeah. But with a cinematic description.
That's true.
No.
I see 11.
He has an 11. For a second, I'm like...
11 does 1...
It's either almost really good or really bad. Because 1-1's a failure.
So you do 2 points.
Uh-oh. Did I tear off a pen? I tear off a chunk of his foot.
Yep. Initiative. 5.
39
to get. Keep wasting the good rolls on initiative.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Of course, that roll was you just killed that man.
Yeah, oops.
14. You are not...
Well, yeah, after the first one, you don't have to roll
so,
which you usually don't.
Brief block, walking in the hills above Athens, I came across two snakes intertwined, mating.
Uh-huh.
The Greek philosopher, when sawing, was separated and killed the female.
59.
The gods viewed him, the Greek gods, that is, and turned him into a woman.
What's a good for initiative?
49.
It's part of the acephalus cycle.
Alright. Make a roll.
I prefer acephalus
story
and
next
is,
time.
You know, the three sexes.
Yeah. You're just not very good at telling stories.
Tell me about acephalus and the three sexes.
I guess there's a very slight chance of shoot parents. Let's see. One. Nope. Keep pushing it.
What's acephalus?
No, just in the god times, they were like, the creatures had both sexes, and then the gods came along and cut them
in half. Oh, whoa, this is Lorantha.
No.
Two
this is Aeschylus.
You mean Aeschylus?
Oh, actually, I mean Aristophanes. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, got
to. I need a 13?
Yep. Okay, now I know what the hell you're talking about. But when you said the word god time.
13. Okay. We find the door.
Okay.
Let's see. So Cyclotron goes on 50, tries to hit Dave. Oh, he's a 15. Then Rift.
Trigger the goal. She's a 15. 13. Now 12.
12.
5.
Me? Not a Europe, one second.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What kind of hard alcohol are you drinking?
Less than 10%.
Let's take you up.
What else did I drink out of a Cuervo gold?
Peter.
So, now in his female form, the philosopher walks above the hills above Athens. And sees two snakes intertwined. Seeing this, he separates and kills the male.
The
god then.
I'm going to cross the sign, smashing my
head. Seeing change him back into a man.
Roll.
12.
I can't believe it's going on the next time before I was done with my beach fight.
Just actually just taken a chunk and thrown it at his. Yeah, he's fighting.
I'm fighting. Yeah, I'm dealing with Gamera.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You do some more damage.
Yeah, I figure I'll just do normal damage, and when I kill Gamera, I'll be at the cockpit.
No,
actually, he's gonna shoot Gamera long before either of us can do anything about it.
Well, I'm doing a small amount of damage every time, right?
Yeah. Yes. And he's doing a large amount of damage every time.
How much damage does he do to Gamera?
A lot more.
Not so far. Really?
No, he's doing a lot, but hero points.
let's see. Like 32 points.
The other superheroes game I am, they have a rule that you have to like earn your hero points by being beaten up.
What?
Cool.
So that to replicate the comic book.
Yeah, you only get beaten up and then come back in.
Yeah.
Or get angry like the Hulk.
Yeah, that way
they're playing the old Hulk series on Sci-Fi. And,
oh really?
Yeah,
that prevents us from immediate.
It was really bad.
Mutants and Mastermind.
It was bad. Well, maybe
no.
It was
great.
Bad.
Watching it now, I had no idea how bad it was.
It's really,
really bad.
We use our.
Doesn't mean I didn't enjoy the hell out of it.
Oh my god.
What is it?
Of course, we were like 12.
Yeah. What did I roll? Oh, 45.
How was the.
The half.
45.
So I continue in saying that.
Sorry.
Later, the discussion among the gods. They determine. They want to know which enjoys sex better. Now, so they asked this philosopher,
49.
Since he had been both man and woman, and he stated that the woman experienced her orgasm 10 times more powerful than a man.
No way.
I'm just telling what they
said. So I don't know.
Again, that doesn't explain
the whole. No woman I've ever been has ever seemed to enjoy sex.
Gamera
should say.
Oh, actually, you're already out of sight.
That makes no sense. What is this female orgasm?
I did that.
Oh, it's Donald.
Oh,
Donald
will wait
outside.
Yes, we're here.
Oh, good.
Till midnight. We haven't left the island yet.
I'm not going to leave the island. As soon as we finish Gamera, I'm going to, take the bad guys and take them to jail.
At least a couple more hours.
More than that. We haven't left the island.
Unless they're obviously brilliant, but I don't know. I don't see that.
Us brilliant? Are you kidding?
I don't see that right now. Because you'll never see it. That's why you don't see it right now, and you know it.
This
is like the 5th or 6th time the
Ultra
Human has attacked me. Yeah, Dom,
you're
on
the way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's done
his job well, but he's
pretty
good.
Replace me.
Jesus, first.
Did you get more hero points?
Yeah, I'm just saying that he needs to replace you with me.
So they don't shoot you?
You know what? No, I can just take the
Well, you
don't need to do
that. That roll was
push it.
I now find myself carefully watching my drink.
You put 2 points.
If you fuck up, then you're out of those making.
Yeah, okay.
And if you don't fuck up, it's like heroic, like nobody's business.
Okay, I'll do that.
Like what's wrong with that?
You know what's really funny? Ever since the Thursday before last, whenever I drink, I'm carefully like watching my drink, and when I'm just hanging out here.
Didn't you spill him before?
No, he was too young.
I'm talking about the guys that sent me a roofie.
Oh, the roofie guy.
Yeah.
Right.
El Cato. Okay, so now you try to open the door.
I want to push myself and rip the door open and smash the cockpit or whatever is in there.
So you want to push your strength to do this?
Sure.
Alright.
Dave told me to. How
can you excuse that you could burn out and then not go with us? Is the point of what?
So what do I do?
You have to do it now. It's all of your wild food here.
I don't know what time it is.
So, 7:05.
Yeah, and then I'll push.
You have to go home early?
Yep.
Not midnight.
What's up?
The wife and I have plans.
No, you're married.
Yeah. We were not, and I like spending time with
him. That's crazy talking.
Yeah, I understand. Give me a couple years, okay?
I can barely stand with my wife in the last 4 weeks, so give me 5 weeks.
I can barely stand my girlfriend for the day.
Like I'm saying, give me a couple years.
Okay. You're pushing your strength, bro.
Leaven
or better, you push it, less you burn out.
Oh, really?
Unless you go to. You can put your own points into it.
But after this, before? Nah.
Yeah, you have to do it.
I'll just roll. I try and rip it off.
Oh, my God.
No.
That was an A. Yeah, it was. Oh, my God.
28.
28, what's your strength?
Do you know there's a door there?
6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Good to say, just rip his head off.
That'd be great.
3, 4, 5, 6. Increase it by 9. It goes up to 15.
Wow, that's pretty high.
You rip the door open, you grab. You gonna do anything?
I can go really far right now, couldn't I?
And you're all hopped up.
Hopped up on the adrenaline.
Take that, hour man.
You can throw him into the ocean, probably.
Oh, the bad guy?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, throw him into the ocean. That's right, that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I throw him into the ocean for dramatic effect.
Yeah. Gamera stops. And then it starts falling.
Yeah. I thought Gamera was on the ground.
No, no. He walks on...
Falling over.
He walks on his hind legs.
Falls over. He can fly if he chooses
to. Then he falls over.
Does he fall like that, or does he fall over?
Because if he falls on his back, he'll never get up.
He can fly along the ground upside down.
Either way, I jump off.
Could be anywhere. So, sort of... this way. Okay. So, forward, left.
And then I'll...
We shouldn't even bother getting him. Obviously, he's just going to escape from jail again. So, we'll just leave him alone.
Leave him in the other one.
This one's a short one.
So you're in Gamera when he falls. You don't take any damage, but you do you get jostled a bit.
I
feel like I'm in a ride at Disneyland.
Uh-oh.
Oh, finally, dramatically appropriate time.
20. So you get 1, 2, 3.
When Gamera falls, they all fall.
9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3 points. 3.
For God's sake.
We also going to need some help over there,
Peter. Sorry, wait. You're thinking another mating, a bizarre mating habit. Only a couple of times. Oh, I did one this round. That's right. I did it at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a whole round of this.
Okay.
That
one.
17.
17, 1, 2, 3.
Spiders, dogs,
2 points.
Cats, they're all kind of odd. You know,
pretty soon, though,
spines, knots, lock and key mechanisms.
Initiative.
Suck.
Uh oh, he's the only one left.
Yeah. Hold on tight.
I don't want to just give up.
You can fly.
You go faster. Okay, so you roll 62. Anybody good?
Oh, there. Perfect idea. No. You're good. Good, good. Yeah.
He tries to fly away.
I asked for what's your name?
Liberty Bell? Tinkerbell?
Tinkerbell.
Very cool term name.
Are they related?
Any of these guys that want to fly, you know, you should give them your power.
They related?
But then you're really
they
really
don't probably. They have to believe.
That's true.
He's flying off. What do you know?
I fly with him. We're intertwined.
All right. So let's see.
Line two.
Spider
monkeys who prefer to masturbate over actual sex.
I see. Chancellor is going to lose you. He's got a really high flight.
Oh, yeah? All right. Push my flight.
Yeah.
My
you don't push. Yeah, you push your point up to 6.
He's got like 12.
He's got 11, so.
Yeah. I pushed.
Oh, he leaves you behind.
I pushed to 6. Oh, you guys got all your points. You all have speed flight 4 if you want it.
No, you got it right.
You can push it.
I don't get to shoot.
No, because on his turn, he
I'm
went.
I'm just saying, you mentioned speed.
He's 11-18.
When we were. Vacation once. I said something and Barb thought I said, if I was a spider monkey, I'd smoke crack on the back of a turtle.
Turtle?
Yeah. I don't have any clue what I originally said.
So you
said,
guys could be going flight 4 right now if you wanted to.
I don't believe.
You could push it.
I don't believe.
You don't believe.
Right. Cats weren't meant to fly.
You don't believe?
No.
You've flown before.
Cats weren't meant to fly.
Yes, you have.
The robot has. I have.
The robot has.
The robot.
He's like, Pinocchio. He wants to be a real boy.
So we get into the plane.
Why don't you believe?
No. I'll take the unconscious bad guy and
you
the other,
to me how
and the wet dripping bad guy into prison.
I grab him by the scruff of the neck.
Fly it!
And
fly
I'll,
with them!
And I'll take them back and try and figure out why they attacked us here, et cetera, et cetera.
We're up for like 1,000 feet.
And get off and tell the rest of the gang. And you're like, oh, okay. No. I'm not going to fly the trainer.
Okay.
You see, and I asked for Tinkerbell to come up. We're up like 1,000 feet. I'm holding my scruff of the neck. No, I'm going to ask Tinkerbell to give you the...
and when I see back at HQ, when I see what's her name,
okay.
I tell her, quick, there's still that guy in the plane.
Okay.
I fly down with him. No,
did you say you just lit through
a mouth and let go? I asked Tinkerbell to give him the pixie dust.
I see.
To who?
And all you see was believing and fly.
Do you believe?
I'm trying.
Are you trying to believe?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll.
What roll number are you going to roll before?
Okay, so you slow down. And now you're hovering.
See, you can fly.
Okay,
you can fly.
Chris, I'm leaving this here.
Oh, thank you.
Don't step on the break it. Now, where did Monster Ivy go?
I stepped in and broke
it. It was right there.
Yes. He's learned nothing.
See? Isn't it cool to fly? To fly down the plane.
Plane's scary. Why you know when you can run?
It's a practice, though. I know people tend not to be able to fly very well in the beginning.
Okay. Well, I head down.
Okay. I will see some of you guys tomorrow. Wish
I could come back.
I should try. I should try to make it there.
Do your best. Okay. See you. I'll see you.
He's trying to give you a high five. You dissed him, man.
He did.
He dissed Chris.
Let's try it again.
Yeah, probably
will. Not silly.
Oh, come on, you have to go.
If you show up, I'm
going. Really? So I call you if I'm gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, hold it. You don't like him.
You have to taste our homebrew.
I want to.
He only emailed, like, today this morning.
Okay, let's go. Let's see. So we get into the plane with Donald's character, who I believe is a hot chick.
She is. Got a calendar.
Who's seen her naked?
Right?
Who has? Some lucky people have seen her naked.
Maybe. Have I seen her naked?
I think not. You caught her glimpse. One of you see caught her glimpse.
I don't say anything, but I think about it a lot. That would be impolite to say anything.
So let's read the Our Man's background information.
Your childhood, hormones are going wild.
Who was a robot? Let me see.
Who was a robot?
Who was a robot?
Threesome?
Cool.
Yeah. When they pulled her out of the tank, right? That's fine.
Oh, I was there. Yeah, I was there. I was there for that.
Me and you only caught glimpses because we were right there.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But Wu had a really good look. He, like, carried around and
giant
and all that.
Oh man, background. It's on the web.
I have a sidekick. I have a sidekick called Minuteman.
There you are. Well, Minuteman is the...
A lot of people have sidekicks, like those things.
There's a video game that Wu and I are playing.
Yeah,
and
I
think the primary character.
Wally and Charlie are
excited. Okay.
Hold it, my enemy is this guy that builds robots.
There's a lot of people that are both robots, actually.
You're in
that
the
old you know, that was all the futuristic technology, but with balloon robots. And like quantum fans.
So will there be a slight pause until Donald gets here? He should be.
Yeah,
let's go.
Okay. Unlike the last time when, you know, Paul McCombs.
What?
When he showed up like red, he just...
Oh, full house, first roll. Nice. I put in my abilities. Didn't get burnt out.
Practice my dash.
Did you sell your house yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you sell your house yet?
Huh?
How?
Sell it.
No.
How desperate are you?
Oh, that's why Dr. Spaker thought. Apparently...
What are you selling it for?
I have a sidekick called Minuteman. I'm in fact Dr. Fake sidekick.
Are you?
Yeah, according to that. We were a comic book duo for a while.
Crazy, though. Crazy.
So when will Donald be here?
Probably 20 minutes. You know, 20
what's your philosophy on pirate?
He says that he called me while he was in the stadium. Or
do you have any new and amusing gaming books I probably haven't seen?
Sure, you can.
My God, it's soft.
I would guess 10 o'clock, 10:30. No, alternatively, it's time for me to leave. If I was going to leave early, I'll wait till Donald's gone. Oh, well, how are you doing? Are you, doing that? Because Vladdy's crying all the time, and I said, come on.
Why isn't Lou here? He's at Empire.
Yeah, he's in L.A.
He's in L.A.
Because he was losing his friend.
If he doesn't get a freaking dog, I'll probably stay there.
I still keep up with this Friday. And you're a dumbass.
Why? Are Fridays, like, cold and gloomy? In your mind, or...?
No, I don't recall my skill.
Well, people
do. Were you at a club and people gave you a drink?
No. Well, that happens
every day.
I think I was lost.
Yeah, actually I was. I was sure it was because they were trying to keep me constant. Sure. No, like they had like been rubbing my thorax. Like, you do. Keep people away.
Some kind of sexual thing?
Yeah. No, because if you rub it elsewhere, you're going to break ribs.
You rub something, then you can break it.
Can you tell how you do it? Let me show. Want me to show you?
No.
I'll give you a hint. The reason why it keeps people awake is because it hurts.
Really? Oh, sure, because it's erotic or something. Think of the calling your penis a thorax. You rub that.
Drank a little.
We get a thorax, man.
What? Drank a little too much stuff? No, someone took me a or someone told.
A woozy.
Which
is what?
Robert, no.
What?
Daybreak
drug.
Probably. Someone wanted a daybreak here? Probably. They slipped me a Mickey in order to rob me.
Oh.
The world has known such things before.
More than you, but you want to know. Should
we arm you? Yeah. But I suspect all they succeeded in doing was irritating my friends. So there is missing that.
Sure was your friend?
Pretty sure he even then yelled and Saunders didn't rob me, but. You know.
The tea is furnished. Should be out of your own apartment.
Yeah.
And Saunders, his girlfriend, isn't it?
Danielle.
Who's moved in? Danielle. Who's moved in, right? And you
yeah, they all of you have a motivation for getting me out of that apartment. But,
for sure. You have a motivation for a tree, you can't make the rest of your life.
That's true. Yeah.
What are you doing for money these days, by the way?
Working at the university on the Sardinia project.
Okay. Your background stuff?
Huh?
Background stuff.
Sardinia. Yeah, we're doing an archaeological survey of Sardinia.
Oh. Okay.
It's an island in the Mediterranean.
Sure.
Not at all a secret lab. Yeah, something to do with Sardinia.
Where they come from?
I want you to go and sit in the corner.
Oh, let's talk to Wu. I think Wu should be here right now.
Well, why isn't he? Oh, yeah, he's in that.
But it'd be like he's here right now.
Sure. You've been working, aren't you?
Me?
Right.
Not really, no.
No?
Yeah.
Are you showing leave?
Yeah. Voluntary leave of absence.
Okay.
What's the point of that divot in your wall there?
I don't know.
Are you supposed to like keep wood there or something?
Well, I was sitting there, I can't.
Because I don't think that's a real fire.
Hey, Lou!
Hey! Is that a real fire?
I think you're driving with the window down.
It'll kind of like a little light
thing. Are you driving with the window down? Hello?
Yeah, I have, but yeah.
Hello, hello. We're just a gang name. We're missing your company.
Okay.
Everybody should be able to hear you. Everybody should be able to hear you. We're explaining super saturated to Donald.
What?
Nothing. What was the maximum amount of noise we heard previously? Oh, okay. Well, we will leave you alone then. Know this. We were thinking of you.
They were thinking of you.
All right. We'll see you next weekend. Okay, bye.
said goodbye.
So polite. Me, when he called me, I said, hey, man, I'm in Canada. Don't think I can join you.
Speaking of Canada, who's the girl in the background?
No one either. That's on the off
point. It looks like an Annie picture. Oh, wait, the other girl.
Yeah, I oh, yes, that is never a picture.
Hold it. No one you know. This is someone you actually know, Dave.
Yeah.
And it's a girl.
Yeah. You probably would.
As us being interested in your, you know, extra gaming relationship is not happening.
Let's just break her. Let's just break it down to the basic guy question. Would you like to ask the basic guy question?
I'm not asking Jack, man. I want to know if Jeff wants to tell me about the player that is not the wife that's on his background.
Yeah. I'm going to ask. Oh, you want to ask the plastic guy question?
Beer.
You wanted to ask it,
though? Oh, I have a beer.
Swamp water? Well, obviously, you know this is my classic guy question. For you.
Does she have a friend?
No. That would be the other guy. But fine. Tradition between tells me to ask if neither one of you are.
That's what the fuck you're saying. You should probably leave off.
Could be.
It would embarrass Kevin. Kevin, would it embarrass you so much I shouldn't ask?
Unfortunately, I have no idea what question you're talking about.
I'd rather suspect I know.
But okay, I will go with Dave. I'm thinking you know what was there.
Fair enough. Kevin, just say yes, it would embarrass you because I think I know what the question would be. There is only one classic guy question in this situation.
I guess it would embarrass you.
You know.